USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NATO and its allies have increased support to Ukraine. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a significant number of countries are standing with Ukraine against Russian aggression.
With each day, more and more credible reports of rape, killings, torture are emerging.
He says he is committed to following through on delivering equipment to Ukraine. At least two people are dead in a shooting attack in one of Israel's main cities. Reports say shots rang out in several locations of Dizengoff Street in the center of Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post saying several other people are hurt. Israel has deployed hundreds of troops to the scene. Over 25,000 people are expected at the Miami Beach Convention Center today through Saturday for Bitcoin 2022. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Senate on Thursday voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, capping off weeks of tough scrutiny and heated debates over the nominee's qualifications. The final vote was 53-47. A judge is acquitting a federal defense contractor on January 6 charges. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
A federal defense contractor, Matthew Martin, who admitted entering the Capitol during January 6, was found not guilty on Wednesday. The top secret security clearance recipient is the first person acquitted. Now Mr. Martin wants his job back after the not guilty verdict.
I am very thankful for the judge's verdict, and I'm hoping that in my life I get my job back.
The mostly partisan committee voted to hold Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas. Those refusing to comply are calling this a political witch hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Title 42 is an authority invoked by former President Donald Trump that denied illegal immigrants the chance to claim asylum over public health concerns. The CDC says it is no longer necessary and plans to remove that authority at the U.S.-Mexico border in May. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton believes Democrats' border policies are causing a crisis.
They think the role of our government at the border is to facilitate illegal aliens enter the country, to make them get in faster and relocate them more easily, as opposed to actually protect our borders and send them back.
A licensed naturopathic doctor from Napa, California, has pleaded guilty to selling more than 200 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. The doctor also pleaded guilty to selling fake COVID-19 immunization pellets that she says offer a lifetime protection from the virus. The cards made it look like her customers had taken the Moderna vaccine. Researchers at Colorado State University say those living on the East Coast all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico need to brace for yet another busy hurricane season. The researchers releasing their outlook and, for a third year in a row, an above-average season is predicted. The annual forecast does not predict if any of the storms will make landfall. Hurricane season begins in June and lasts through November. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.